This is Traveling to Bluegrass, brought to you by H&R AgriPower and Farm Credit Mid-America. Here's Alan Watts.
Welcome to Traveling to Bluegrass Uncut. Today we talk with third-generation tractor puller Brandon Hunt from Herndon.
My name won't ever change, I don't think. It's been with me since I started, so this is my, this is going to be 22 years.
Wow.
I've been at this now, so this is the 22nd trip to the farm show for the Living a Dream.
But you're a third-generation puller. Your granddad pulled, here. What does it feel like to carry on that tradition?
Oh, it's really special here. I mean, we love tractor pulling, but this event here puts a ton of emphasis on it for our family. It's a big week for the family being in a Kentucky venue. The prestige of this event continues to carry on. You know, I think this is what just a 50th anniversary, I think. 60th. So, you know, having an event in the state for 60 years and being so close to several of the people that started it 60 years ago, it's a big deal for us as a pull-in as a family, and it's a really big week for us in the businesses as well. Being in hometown and seeing interaction, so many people we know and people that trust to do business with our H&R AgriPower. It's a big week. I'd be lying if I said it's not a little extra pressure on me, but I embrace it. We love it. The competition here is so stringent, but this is such a prestigious place. Living Dream's always been done well here, so we always look forward to it. It's a ton of work, but it's a big week and a big one on the calendar for the year.
I always enjoy watching you on the track. So tell us, what's under the hood of Living a Dream these days?
So it's a DT-466 base motor. Not much left on it that's stock. Pretty much everything's been remade or recasted or, you know, is more specialized for pulling than even it was when I started. So it's still IH base motor. It's three turbochargers, horsepower in excess of 5,000 horse, sitting on 30.5 tires. And I think probably one of the most interesting stats about it is it burns more water than it does fuel.
Does it really? Wow, that's amazing.
So it takes that much water to keep the engine cooled down, to keep it from burning itself up. And it burns about 5.5 gallon of water a pass. Probably not that much in here because we're running on a shorter track indoors. We're running about a 250 track in here. Outside, we usually run on a 325 to 350 track. So probably won't burn quite as much fluid indoors, but it takes a lot to make it go.
I love it. I think it's neat always to see this tractor. And so battling it out with the alcohol tractors, how's that for? How do you like that?
Well, it's you know, I'm a diesel guy, so I like running against the diesels, but it puts on a really good show for the fans here. And at the end of the day, that's the big thing. We want people to come watch it, and the competition is kind of level indoor because of the short track. It puts on a fantastic show. It's been so well received. We used to, years and years, we used to pull it on Wednesday night. And they kind of revived the class and changed it up and put us together on Friday night. And they promote the crap out of it because, our class is maybe one of the best spectacles of the circuit with the horsepower and the wheel speed. So it puts on a fantastic show. And the people in Freedom Hall, it's probably equivalent to the Bristol of the NASCAR world. It's a really short track. Everybody's around you. And I'm not going to lie. Every year I come down that tunnel, the hair kind of stands up on the back of my neck, and I'm telling you, the day that it doesn't is the day I'm going to retire.
I was going to ask you if you still get excited. Got to be a fun time, especially when you pull in Freedom Hall, a place where your dad pulled, your granddad pulled many years ago, who your granddad and your dad really were around when this sport really got started good.
It was. Grandpa and Uncle Wesley really, were in on the early stages. And Dad, Grandpa and Wesley pulled in the 70s, Dad pulled in the 80s, and then we took a pretty good hiatus as a family. I came back and started in 2004, and we've been at it ever since, and we've been so blessed with the relationships we've had across the country due to this sport and the interaction with the people that like to root for us. We're so appreciative of it, and we've been so lucky to have so much success in our pulling career. James, Darren, and I have won a lot of stuff, and we've won a lot of nights in Freedom Hall, too, so... we carry that badge with courage. We love what we do, and we love interacting with the people that support us, and we're so thankful for it.
What does it feel like when you push that throttle down and let it go?
It's different. Every venue's a little different. The sled's on you pretty quick here in Freedom Hall, so it doesn't have quite the same reaction that it has outdoors. But you know, anymore. Whenever you start, whenever you start going, it's kind of when I get in the zone and everything almost just blanks out, and you just concentrate on what you're there to do. And it's still a good ride when that front end comes up. I can tell you in the first 50 foot if we're going to be on a good pass or if we're not going to be on such a good pass. We were really fortunate up here last year on Friday night. We made a really, really, really good pass, got second, had some engine trouble, stayed up all night and got her fixed for Saturday night, and had some other stuff happen that didn't allow us to really show out good on Saturday night. But we're going to revive her up here and fresh bullet in the inner here over the winter. So I don't know. Pretty much the only thing else I know to do is bend it and send it.
Tell me about your crew. You got a pretty good crew with you this year.
I do. You know, we're blessed with so many people. Skillet, Wayne Gamble, he's been with me since I started in 2003. And my brother's an intricate part of what we do. We enjoy doing it together. We've been all over the country doing this over the last 20 years. And, you know, it's a bonding moment for he and I. And I love working with him together. And I was telling him last night, we sold his tractor back in 22. A guy wanted to buy it, and we let it go. And I was telling him last night, I kind of miss the days old, living the dreams a little lonely in the trailer without his trailer mate. But we still do it together, and we enjoy it. And I miss some times with his tractor, just because at that point we get to switch roles. I'm not the driver that night; I'm the crew chief, and now he's the permanent crew chief because I'm the driver. But I tell you what, it's been so good for our families, and raising our kids in it has just been unbelievable. And the connections and the relationships we've made across the country is really what keeps us going with it.
I think what's cool, we talked about this a little bit before, but I talked to your dad and your granddad about this. The things you guys do on this track bleeds into the farming industry. Actually, it really changes agriculture and has over the years because of the things you learn with these pulling tractors.
Yeah, sure. Back in the day whenever they were really changing things on a stock pulling tractor to get it to go, you know, good enough for competition, it was a lot of ingenuity that went into it. You know, when intercoolers started, that was kind of a nuance on tractors. And, you know, that's just one advancement that's made. Today, we're probably way past what we have to have for a farm tractor, but a lot of things have come and evolved, you know, since tractor pulling started, that's made the farm equipment more robust and gotten more power out of it. Farmers aren't engineers, but they know how to go make stuff run. So the ingenuity of this sport is one of the really cool facets. It's always been intriguing about it. And I really think that's what keeps the fans continuing to want to see how things perform, because it's kind of like with everything else in agriculture, it hasn't stood still. And the evolution continues on, and things just keep getting better and better.
Our guest today, third-generation tractor puller Brandon Hunt from Herndon. I'm Alan Watts, traveling the Bluegrass.